This is Pastor Thompson. Peace and grace be unto you. And today, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. That's Jesus' blood. Not only that, the forgiveness of sins. And it says, according to the riches of his grace. Then we look in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And then it says, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, it is the gift of God. We cannot read that too many times. And the reason we have not been experiencing the unsearchable riches in Christ is that we have not received proper the exceeding riches of his grace. Talk about that a moment. Again, most Christian is trying to live by what they can do, by their performance, or by works, or by do this. But as we study the lesson in the Bible on grace, it revealed to us it is already done. It's what Jesus did for us on the cross, or at the finished work of Christ. All of us want to experience more the unsearchable riches of Christ, but you cannot unless you understand the exceeding riches of his grace. I declare and made miracles, signs, and wonders be done beginning your life today. As you read Acts 4:33, it says, with great power give the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Ministry gifts have been crippled in the body of Christ, not knowing grace and trusting in the law. Then 1 Corinthians 15:10, the Apostle Paul revealed that his whole ministry was grace-based. And we have to understand that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the eye-opener. The dispensation of grace is where we need to walk in. And then we're exposed here in the Bible, here in John 1:14, we're exposed to the law, and we're exposed to grace. He who try to live in the law will never see the unsearchable riches of Christ. Here we look in John 1:14, it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now I say to you, grace is not a doctrine, grace is a person. Here, John Gospel revealed to us that the word was made flesh, talking about Jesus, and dwelt among us, and then he said we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Then we go over to the 17th verse of John 1, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. May today you begin to walk in the grace, the unmerited favor, the unearned favor, the preferential favor of God, and the truth about Jesus that will continually set you free, take you out of all type of bondage that the law will keep you in. We'll keep walking. We'll keep walking in grace. Keep understanding Christ's life. Keep understanding the power of the cross and the finished work of Christ, and walk into complete freedom and complete joy and complete peace.